It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Today's a day for some hypothetical questions here on Melissa and Austin. My goodness.
Yes, it is.
312-946-4995 is our number, and we want you to call that number and weigh in on this hypothetical.
What is it, Kyle?
So my cousin-in-law asked me this as my family and I were together last week, and I've been thinking about it nonstop.
Okay.
So say you go to a music festival.
Okay.
It is the end of the day, so it's been a long, hot day in Chicago.
Okay.
You go into the porta potty. Again, long, hot day, porta potty in a music festival.
Yeah, we can put two right. and two together.
Yeah, they're gross.
I love that, Austin. You look into the toilet, and in the toilet of the porta potty is $100 bill.
Oh, no. No.
Are you reaching in to the toilet to grab the $100, or are you leaving it?
Oh, no.
Keep in mind, because we threw out some hypotheticals of like, can I go to my car and grab something? Get it? You cannot leave the porta potty, because once you leave, there are people behind you sure. that are going to use it.
Yep. Right.
You most likely will have to use your hands, because if you use your shirt, then think about it. Then your shirt gets dirty and you're shirtless.
Plus, let's assume this is a real $100
bill. It's a real $100 bill. This isn't fake.
Okay.
This is a real $100 bill.
Okay.
Are you guys doing it? 312-946-4995.
Oh, man. I would be, let's just say I would be in that porta potty for longer than I expected. Thinking about what I would do.
I'm curious to get your point of view, but I I'll give you my answer. I said no.
Really?
I just was like, you know, end of the day. Then he started throwing out, like, what's your minimum amount? And that's where you really get in the weeds of things. That's when you really test yourself. But when I asked my wife this, Haley, she was like, absolutely not, never reaching in. And I threw out so many dollar amounts, and she was out. But I'm going to stick to the $100 because I think that's a good point
of view. Okay. 312-946-4995.
Clearly, it's on top to a certain degree because
you can
see it.
Yeah, it is on top. Right.
Because right?
Yeah,
you can see it.
Yeah.
So, but okay. It's still wet.
No, we got to give our answers coming up next, but we want to hear from you. 312-946-4995. If there's a $100 bill found in a porta potty at the top, do you reach in and grab it?
Ew, it sounds like you're in the porta potty.
Okay.
Ew.
No, I'm just debating. You're gross, Mel. Lisa in Downers Grove.
If you saw a $100 bill inside the porta potty in the middle of summer on a hot day, would you grab it?
Heck no.
Heck no. Why?
Disgusting.
This is disgusting.
But it's $100.
I don't care. My friend dropped her cell phone in one time and reached in and grabbed it.
No, she did not.
And does she still use that phone?
Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, I bet. And it never would with the disease.
No.
Oh, I would kiss that phone goodbye.
Ew, don't kiss it.
You know what I mean.
Ew.
Gosh.
No, I would never reach in and,
Okay, well, I'm going to go on the record right now. I am with you, Lisa, because we have not said what we would do. I wouldn't touch that $100 bill with an 100-arm pole. You know what I mean? To pick it up.
100-arm pole? Is that just a pole made out of 100 arms?
100-foot arm anything.
Okay.
I wouldn't come within 100 feet of it.
In the porta potty with it.
I know,
so that's
and then
already
I would leave.
Okay.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's got to be filled with disease and germs.
Okay, well.
It's not worth it.
Don't come to me to buy drinks. All right, well, Lisa, listen, thank you for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michaela in Frankfurt.
Would you grab that $100 bill in a porta potty on a hot summer day?
Honestly, yes, I would.
What? Why?
Well, it's disgusting, but it's in a $100 bill, and I don't know. I would grab it.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm with you, Michaela. I think I would grab
what?
It. It's $100, Mel. Think about it. If you're at a festival, your tickets probably cost twice that, so at least you're getting half your money back.
Right, and the person behind you might grab it, and you would have missed your opportunity.
Right? You never... That's opportunity
so
missed,
So you're
Mel.
At the festival, you grab the poopy, wet $100 bill. Where do you put it?
Yeah, you just let it air dry. I don't know. I was not that far into it. I would just grab it.
No, you go, if, like, say we're at Smokeout. you go to the barbecue side, you just grab some napkins, you wrap it in napkins and put it in your pocket.
You can't leave the porta potty. Remember, that was the rule.
No, no, no. Once you grab the $100 bill, you grab the $100 bill out and you leave. And then you wrap the $100 bill in
napkins. I would wrap it in some napkins.
Yeah.
For sure.
Michaela, you know what?
No.
Let's go grab drinks after the festival. Because
Perfect.
Yeah, Melissa won't be joining us because she's broke. But you and I, we got $200 to spend between
the $100 bill, we have plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
well, you guys go have fun.
Yeah, we will. We'll have good, stinky fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Kyle, real quick, what we got on the text line?
540 texter, absolutely not. You make $100 a day or two, not worth the stink. 847, definitely without hesitation. The prices at music festivals are crazy.
Right?
Plus, nobody will know unless I told them. But my favorite has been a 224 texter that has been asking me so many questions. Are there hand washing facilities? If there's no soap and no water, do I have at least have a beer in my hand to rinse my hands off with, which is wild. So you know what, 224 texter? I love all these questions about it.
Important questions to ask, honestly.
By the way, if you're asking this many questions, 224, you're taking the money.
You're absolutely taking the money.
They want that money. They want that money bad.